Street, Paul. A Memorandum of Understanding, MO, between the St. Paul, Elk Point Economic Development Alliance, STEP, Portage College, and St. Paul Canadians Alumni Foundation was signed on September 6. The three entities will collaborate on initiatives that both support Portage College and the Alumni Foundation in upcoming events and activities. They are both moving forward in collaboration on hockey, collaborating with respect to some educational pieces and supports around initiatives of both organizations, says Linda Salstrom, STEP Economic Development Officer. Salstrom explains STEP will help with several aspects involving networking, finding opportunities that work for both Portage College and the Alumni Foundation, in terms of economic development and growth. In terms of what STEP does, we see Portage College as a main economic driver for our region, while the work being done by the Alumni Foundation in relation to working with the Montreal Canadiens and planning events, is also an economic driver, says Salstrom. So, it makes sense as the economic development resource that we'd be involved in that and help them create linkage to other organizations and opportunities. Patrick Lamoureux, president of St. Paul Canadiens Alumni Foundation, says he is excited of the creation of the MO, enabling all three organizations collectively to work to build and support each other's programs through education, business development, and really being able to come together as three entities working simultaneously moving forward. We're looking forward to building off this relationship because a lot of the same pillars that we all each individually believe in our respective organizations fall in line, says Lamoureux. He also echoed Salstrom in that the Alumni Foundation is bringing in key events that are going to be economic drivers, which aligns with STEP's goal of driving investable opportunities in the region. The Alumni Foundation's partnership with Portage College also falls in line with the college's pursuit in terms of promoting educational scholarship programs and bringing investment back to the community. And, we just happen to have 68 years of history with the St. Paul Canadians and with our Alumni Foundation, we just happen to have a lot of experience and knowledge in the sector, says Lamoureux. Upcoming event. We're just really excited, and on October 29th, we're going to be welcoming the Montreal Canadiens alumni, says Lamoureux, hinting to future events and initiatives led by the St. Paul Canadiens Alumni Foundation in partnership with other institutions, including STEP and Portage College. We're having an official banquet that evening, and table sales are available. Individual ticket sales are going to be coming soon. Then, on January 13th and 14th, 2023, we're hosting the National Hockey League Indigenous Alumni where we're going to be celebrating our version of Truth and Reconciliation, because we have over 200 Indigenous alumni players that have played for the St. Paul Junior Canadians, he says, adding that other announcements will be coming soon. Nancy Broadbent, president and CEO of Portage College, also shares in the excitement. In addition to educational opportunities and supporting each other on initiatives, we're going to partner to work together to attract hockey players to both of our programs with the Canadians and our Portage Voyagers, says Broadbent. She explains the partnership with the Alumni Foundation and STEP will open the opportunity for the college to get more connected with the community. You're not a comprehensive community college unless you're connected to the community, says Broadbent. We also think that there will be a really good opportunity for us to grow student enrollment because as students age out, they'll be wanting to come to college programming and continue their hockey career, says Broadbent, explaining the partnership's potential for student recruitment. According to Broadbent, the big picture lies within the partnership and aligned values shared between the three organizations. This involves the shared sentiment of supporting truth and reconciliation opportunities, and helping Indigenous students and people get connected with sports.